Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men Bite Size. I'm Chris Pajak and I'm here with the news on Tuesday the 7th of February 2023. A lot of places are reporting that Naby Keita is going to leave in the summer. In fact, the reporting is very much he's on the verge of a Liverpool exit as a free agent. Obviously, we know that he's out of contract in the summer, and now apparently he is looking to move on. The 27-year-old has played 127 of a possible 258 games. That's only 49%, according to This Is Anfield. Because of injuries crippling any progress he looked to make in Jurgen Klopp's midfield. Obviously, we signed him for $50 million at the start of the 2018-19 season now. And I sort of had a little look at how many games he played each season myself. And, you know, first year, 18-19, 25 league games. 19-20, 18 league games. 20-21, 10 league games. 21-22, 23 league games. 22-23, 6 league games. He's had, in total in Premier League appearances, 82 Premier League appearances, 7 goals and just 5 assists in those Premier League appearances, which is so poor for a player of, I think, his quality. It's not a great return, is it? Obviously, you wanted someone, we wanted a creative midfielder, and Naby Keita, that's what we thought we were getting when we paid that £50 million quid. And it's unfortunately not what we got, really, is it? I think, you know, you can see probably over the course of his Liverpool career, I think it's just 11 goals and 7 assists in just those few appearances, which is 127 appearances, 11 goals and 7 assists, according to Transfermarkt, which is, I know is, which is probably spot on, to be fair to them. It's not really the return that we were looking at. I had a little look at his injuries actually as well, and like, they're not even on one page, just his Liverpool injuries on Transfermarkt. So muscular problems, 4 games, knock, 2 games, groin injury, missed 5 games, and then torn muscle bundle, ill, groin strain, angina, groin strain, ill, coronavirus, hamstring injury, ligament injury, ankle injury, hamstring injury, knee problems.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hamstring injury, muscle injury. They're all the different types of injuries had at Liverpool Football Club. So listen, it might be that, you know, he obviously wants to move on. It's Sky Germany's Florian Plettenberg, friend of the show, actually, who's reported that he's on the verge of leaving Anfield. It's not really that much of a surprise. It's obviously Liverpool looking to, hopefully, your fingers crossed, hopefully, we will be strengthening the midfield. They need spaces in that midfield, so it wouldn't surprise me if Naby Keita went. It certainly wouldn't surprise me if Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain went either. Apparently there are clubs interested in his services, and a return to Germany could be on the cards as well. Obviously Galatasaray is the club that's also being linked with him, but you know, if Liverpool are going for Matthias Nunes and Jude Bellingham in the summer, then they need 2 squad places, and Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain could be those squad places. So we'll move on then. Ben Doak has been absent, and the reasons have now been put out on his Instagram. And I say reasons, it really literally put an Instagram post out to say back soon. So apparently he's been out injured, which is nice to know, isn't it? So yeah, Ben Doak is apparently back soon, even though we didn't really realise that he was out. But there's a young player, isn't it, that I think, you know, we got to see him a few times so far this season, and every time he's taken to the field, you can see the excitement there. If only he didn't play on the right-hand side, maybe he could be converted to a left winger, because we're not shy of left wingers, though, are we, I suppose? So maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe we could start playing him centre forward if he's got an eye for a goal. That might be something that Liverpool could utilise. Seems we've, you know, struggled to score goals recently. We're apparently also plotting a double raid on Athletic Bilbao. So we're looking for Oihan Sanseret. Sanset, and Nico Williams, not to be confused with Nico Williams. So yeah, Oihan Sanset is a centre midfielder. He's having a barnstorming season for Bilbao. We were 8th in La Liga at the moment. He scored, I think it's 7 goals already, hat-trick as well, in those 7 goals in 20 La Liga appearances. And Nico Williams, the right winger for Atletico Bilbao, not quite as many goals. He's had 20 La Liga appearances, scored 3 goals and 5 assists this season. He's also got 3 goals and 1 assist in his 5 Copa del Rey appearances this season as well. So Transfermarkt has Nico Williams, the winger, down at 25 million and Sanset down at 20 million. But I tell you what, if Sanset continues this upward trajectory from last season in terms of goal scoring, then he's going to be worth a lot more than the reported 20 million. Apparently, as well, Fabrizio Romano's actually spoken out on the links to Sanset. So it could be that, you know, Liverpool are interested. Aston Villa are apparently interested as well. And Sunday's edition of AS claim Athletic Bilbao would demand a fee of approximately £45 million for Williams, which could be interesting. But both players' deals run out in June 2024. So at the end of this season, they'd have 1 year left on their contracts. So it could be that Liverpool look to try and get themselves a little bargain. We've obviously seen Liverpool try and sign a player just before they make that huge leap. I think certainly that was the case with maybe Darwin Nunes, who probably had just exploded, to be fair. The same could be said of Gakpo, where he was just in the middle of making that big leap. In terms of how many goals and assists he can get, and maybe they feel right now that Sanset as an attacking central midfielder, or Williams as a right midfielder, we could get good value for money out of them. But it'll be interesting to see, wouldn't it, if that is something that Liverpool move forward with and go for. We'll move on to the next story then. Real Madrid have been handed a triple injury boost ahead of the Liverpool game in the Champions League. They're out playing in the Club World Cup now. And Thibaut Courtois, along with Karim Benzema, Eder Militao, are all recovering from a fitness issue. But it looks like all three of those players, unfortunately, are going to be back and available for when Liverpool face Real Madrid in the Champions League proper in just a couple of weeks' time, which is a little bit disappointing, really, isn't it? You know, we're playing without all of our boss players because we haven't had them all season. Real Madrid could have joined us and, you know, at least not play Karim Benzema against us. But anything can happen. It is the European Cup. It's a trophy we've both got rich histories with. They're slightly more than ours, to be fair. But, you know, it's a competition we come alive in, and Jürgen knows how to win two-legged ties. So I'm still not giving up hope, although I know I do sound at times like I am giving up hope. It's not the case. I will back the boys, of course, and back the manager. I think that's something us Liverpool fans can do now, isn't it? You know, we know there's going to be a big atmosphere on Monday in the derby. I can't wait to show my support to the lads, to be honest with you, and Jürgen Klopp. I think, you know, he's the best thing that's happened to this football club in a long time. He was the right man at the right time, understands the city, understands the fans, whether they're from the city or not, what we want from a football manager and what we need from a football manager. Jürgen Klopp's got it all in abundance. He's given us all some of the absolute best days of our lives. He was on the brink of immortality just a few months ago, and he deserves the right to fix the issues. And he's not blameless. He's made mistakes this season, as I'm sure everybody inside the club has made mistakes one time or another, and anyone listening around the world will tell you that they've all made mistakes. And sometimes what you want is the opportunity to be able to right the wrongs, and Jürgen Klopp deserves that. He deserves our support. We are all Liverpool fans, and we need to pull it in one direction to help the club through this difficult time, but most importantly help the players and the manager through this difficult time. One more news story, little quick one for me here, is our fixture with Wolves has actually been rearranged. So Wednesday the 1st of March, so yeah, another game with Wolves on the horizon. Hopefully we don't play Brighton straight after, and then Wolves again and Brighton again. Hopefully that could be those games done with for the season. We've got quite a lot upcoming on Red Men Plus this week. We've got another big show on Thursday night for our Thursday night pint. The first one was last week. We had Adam Rowe and James Sutton. It was absolutely brilliant. We had Red Men Uncensored as well out on Plus straight after that. The Bias Football Show, where we look in depth at the Manchester City stuff, came out on Plus yesterday. The main podcast was out yesterday as well. We've also got Expert Insight looking at the Academy. We've got an Oppo preview upcoming for the Everton games with the Toffee TV lads. I'll be doing Deep Dive with Josh Williams, and we've got Journo Insights, all available over the Red Men TV and on Red Men Plus this week. Journo Insights, of course, with Neil Jones. Anyway, that has been Bite Size for today. I've been Chris Pajak. You've been fantastic. Up the fucking Reds.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.